Kiddushin Sheir Chavuva.
Have to come up with a new teretz to the Beis Yosef Kasher. Now, Baruch Hashem is a big oilam, and I hope that the big oilam will be there. So, I suggest you come fully loaded, like with a few terutzim, because go by age. The youngest one goes first. So,
a new one means not in the 500.
No, a new one means not in the not mentioned. So whoever goes first.
I got to come with 25 terutzim.
I guess so. Shalom, you're going to be joining us? Tomorrow night, Givaldik. And who learns with Yehuda Bauner? Oh, Abi, you invite Yehuda Bauner also? Okay. Tomorrow night, after Myra will be here probably at around 7:15. He's expecting them to come somewhere in the area of around 5 to 8, 10 to 8, something like that. You're all welcome to join us. We're looking forward. What? And we'll have a special suda. Hanukkah, there's a special inyan of being melchiks. But
how many times do you have to come to shiur?
What'd you say? You've already tapped out many times, Rabbi Mandelbaum, from before. You're welcome to join us, but you're gonna have to wait through many terutzim of the Beis Yosef's Kasha in order to.
What time is the Mesiva?
Call for 10 to 8. Nechem, you got it?
Yeah.
There's a Shemus Yatushma. Now, Chanukah is a special zman of Oiris. We saw from the Heilige Chassam Sofer. I want to tell you something unbelievable about the Chassam Sofer. It says that it's brought down that even just looking at the Chassam Sofer's ksav brings a person near Shemayim. That's how unbelievable Chassam Sofer was. Having a Chassam Sofer's ksav in your house is a special skula. I had that, Baruch Hashem, I had that tzchus where an eneko Chassam Sofer brought me an original copy of the Chassam Sofer. I had it in my house for around a week. It's a very special thing. The Chassam Sofer is mamish, le'ela le'ela. And the Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Galatim Soidus HaTorah during Chanukah. So we're going to try to as much as we can to tap into the special Soidus of Chanukah. Vifel Mekan, and we're going to start right now. Because it's the erev, we're making nachonis. Nachonis of Chanukah is in the land. Are we missing anyone over here? That's who we're missing.
It's not any ksav of
Chassam Sofer,
a special thing.
Any ksav of Chassam Sofer.
Is it safer, or you need it to be the one he wrote on?
No, his own writing. It's his own handwriting. Right. His handwriting. What?
Does he get one of those?
They're not easy to get. They cost tens of thousands of dollars. That's why.
Chassam
Sofer, what? You could buy it. Yeah, I know someone who's selling it. He had it in my house because he wanted me to sell it for him.
$15,000
for original. I mean, he was selling it for 20, but probably you get it.
Crazy that I found it.
Oh, look at this.
Constant.
Who's this?
Ellie New York. Uh-huh. Ellie New York. Ooh, I didn't get my McCamps. Huh? Do you have my McCamps? Did you get one for me? You didn't get one at all? You got one for yourself? You got one for yourself? And where are they?
They're
not.
Is this recording?
Yes, it is.
Is this yours?
No.
Long intro to the shir.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, Lama on Fangin. Number of Huna. We got a lot of work to do, Rabbi Say. Let's go, Rabbi Say. During Hanukkah, we're trying to start early. Set at 12:15 so we can be finished on time. We don't, you know, it's going to create lachatz. The Gemara says, what does it mean, chupa koina? Chupa is going to create the haschola from the maisa. The says, we are familiar that kesef, shtar, and bia, isha, niknes, because of shtar, and bia. And then it's nigmar al de chupa. Says the Gemara, chupa koina mikal v'choymer. Chupa is going to be koina, not only do the Gemara, but also do the haschola. And then, mefaranam achloikis achroinim, what's going to happen after you do the chupa? In other words, chupa is koina. And then what? And what? Chupa is koina, and what? Says the Marsha, that's it. Just do chupa, and then you're done. Chupa is going to do the Akidushin and the Nisuin, two in one. Kill two birds, one stone. Azoy shtein masha. Zokti yamsha shloima, name. What you're going to have to do is a chupa. And then noch a chupa. Tzvei mol chupa. Chupa for kinyin, chupa for Nisuin. Azoy shtein in the yamsha shloima. We'll see. There's other Rishonim that weigh in about this. The way on this. Yamsha is Achra. So is the Marsha. They're both Achraim. Yamsha Shleima. Yeah.
What's the story? Where in the Havim? You know where we get this from?
From Kal v'Chomer. Kal v'Chomer, the chuppah is koine. Now you need a chuppah to be goimer. Says the Marsha. No, the same chuppah is going to be koine. It's going to be goimer.
Doesn't Rashi say that it's without chuppahs?
So there's a lashon of Rashi and Amud Beis is interesting. Rashi says the time Amud Beis. Rashi says on Amud Beis says Rashi. So afani avi chuppa that it's koine ba'alma shegomeres yoshel afirz nedar yiklan amikan beloy erusin. Rashi says also beloy erusin. It's to me mashma a third pshat. It's not the pshat that chuppa does both. It's not the pshat that you do chuppah twice. Is chuppah is going to work below erusin. Daf mindos farshtein. We mentioned this diuk back in the day. Ramesha Shmuel Shapiro makes the diuk. Daf mindos farshtein. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara, how do you learn chuppah is koine mikal v'choyme? Oma ha-kesef she'en ha-maychul b'truma koine. Chuppah she'machel is b'truma and adin she'tikne. So it's a kal v'choyme. Effectively, Gemara, v'kesef ein ha-maychul. V'ama'ulet v'artoy v'rusa b'as Yisrael. Ochel is b'truma. She'nemer koine ki yikne nefesh ki yin kaspoy. V'ay ki yin kaspoy. What do you mean chuppah is ein ha-maychul? It's doch a pasuk. It says ulat v'atayra we say by Israel chelis betruma. So matam amru that why did the chachamim say eino echelis? We're worried that she's arusa. She's still in her father's house. She didn't move in yet. They didn't complete the marriage process. So she's still in her father's house, and she's going to get truma there. Her brothers and sisters are Yisraelim. They're going to end up eating truma. That's bad. She's going to share. So therefore, the chachamim are the ones that put a stop to it. But midyoy raisa she really echelis betruma. Why? Because she's nechlan king in kaspoy. So what type of kavuchon makesef sheino machol betruma? Kesef is machol betruma. We're going to see that right now. I'm going to talk about that right now. Yitzi, okay. So let's see. Rashi. That's because ain't a lachol b'tshuma. Im nisaris l'koyin kidetan miksubis. Ain't a isha echelz b'tshuma. Anshe tikanis l'chupa. The shaila is what was the Gemara's hava amina? Gemara thought that the Gemara didn't know that she's dead. It's only Gemara know the pa is a pasuk. Koyin ki yikne nevesh kinyan kaspoy. How can we think that this is a din d'or raisa? So we had said before, Abu Isai, a klal from my cousin, who's a Talmudic researcher, that havaminas that aren't attached to an amoyer's particular name doesn't necessarily have to be like a real bona fide havamina. You don't have to like work out all the details of the havamina. That's d'oraisa. Everyone holds d'oraisa. But over here, it's maybe a little bit more shver, Yitzi, because over here, it's a pasuk. I mean, not to be a good avamina, but, you know, everyone knows every pasuk in Chumash. Come on, it's not shayach.
That
can't be. So what's the havamina? What's kenzayin the havamina? So it says, what's the pasuk lemaisa talking about? Koyein, ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy. Says the Avim, when the pasuk lemaisa is talking about an eved. An eved. Now, eved is kinyan kaspoy, you know, that's like real, full-fledged kinyan kaspoy. Aber that an ish is called kinyan kaspoy, that I would have said maybe ish is not called kinyan kaspoy. Who said ish is kinyan kaspoy? The Avni Miluim.
As you acquire with money. No?
What? You acquire with money. We'll see, but we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. Hold on. Slow. We're going to take it slow, okay? So Eved is Mamish Kinyan Kaspoy. But when it comes to Isha, I would think Isha is not Mamish Kinyan Kaspoy. The Gemara is being Mechadish. Isha is Oichet a Kinyan Kaspoy. Brings the Avni Miluim. Rashi in Ksubis and Daphnun Chesam and Aleph. Rashi says the following thing. Zokt Rashi. I understand why if you're Mekadosh and Isha with Kesef, it's called Kinyan Kaspoy. But why is Mekadosh and Isha with Bia called Kinyan Kaspoy? Says Rashi, because Iskish Havayas Lehadodi, which means because we have made a Hekish. We have equated all of the different ways of being Mekadosh and Isha. Mekadosh with Kesef, if there's a din that applies to Kesef, it applies to Bia also. Which means that Kesef, I'm going to call Kinyan Kaspoy. But Bia, I'm not going to call Kinyan Kaspoy. So why is the Ochel's Betrun by Bia? Because Iskish Havayis La'adadi. Frekta Abnimun Mordek Akasha. He says, listen, when it comes to Eved, do we care how you were kind of the Eved? Kind of with Kesef or kind of with Shtar? Does it make a difference? The fart is, you own the Eved. You have a Kinyan Kesef in the Eved. So by Isha, why do we care if you're kind of the Isha through Kesef or through Bia? The Vart is, your Kinyan in the Isha is a Kinyan Mamon. Why does it make a difference? What the way you did the Kinyan? Zayfrek the Avni Meluim. Zok the Avni Meluim. In Tshuva Simin Yudzayin. Tshuva Yudzayin says, Avni Meluim, Mayredez. He says, question again? Like this. The Pasuk is talking about Eved. Eved is Kinyan Kaspoy. We're being Mechadish, Isha is also Kinyan Kaspoy. Says Rashi, that's if you're Mechadish with Kesef. What happens if you're Mechadish with Bia? Says Rashi, it works because Iskish Havayis Hadodi, which means that even though it's not Kinyan Kaspoy, but it's going to get the same status of all the ways of being Mekadosh that get the same status. In fact, I don't understand. If a person is Koinen Eved, not with Kesef, with Shtar, it's Koinen Eved with Shtar, is it called Kinyan Kaspoy? Of course it is. Why? Because what I have in the Eved is a Kinyan Kesef. I own him. I have an ownership in it. It doesn't make a difference. The way I did the Maisa Kinyan, it's the fact that my Kinyan in him is defined as a Kinyan Kesef. So if you're telling me Ishus is a Kinyan Kesef, so who cares how you did the Kedushin? The word is, I have in the Isha Kinyan Kesef.
Asking on Rashi.
He's asking on Rashi. Zokta Avni Meluim, Vais Tochois. Rashi learns that what I have in an Isha is not a Kinyan Kesef. It's not true. I don't have a Kinyan Kesef in Isha. I have a Kinyan Isser in the Isha. Isha is Niknis B'Kesef. It doesn't mean that you're Koina the Isha with the Kesef. It means you Shaf a kicha in the Isha. Kicha ikwikinyin. So it happens al yaday kesef. So in a chanami, it's called kinyan kaspoy, says the Shita Mekubetzes, because you used kesef to shaf the kinyan. But what's the kinyan? Kinyan isser. So what happens if I do it with bia? Did I use kesef to make the kinyan? Do I have a kinyan mammon in the Isha? No. So why does it work? A different reason. Iskish Havayis La'adadi. What I have in an Eved is a Kenyan moment in the Eved. I own the Eved. I own his body. It's a Choshen Mishpat Kenyan. The Yachas, the relationship is Choshen Mamoin. But with the Isha, it's not like that. Ain Isha Mamoin Shel Baal, Rashi says. You don't have a Kenyan in your Isha. What is it? It's Isser. So why is it called Kenyan Kaspoy? Says the Shita Mekubetzes, because you used money. Shita says, because the Kenyan happened with Kesef. So what about Bia? The Kenyan happened with Kesef. And it's not Kenyan Kaspoy. Memela. Rashi says it's Iskesh Havayis La'adadi. If you look at the Toisvus HaRosh Da'a Afin Ort, Toisvus HaRosh over here, right here, Bamakom, Toisvus HaRosh says differently than Rashi. He argues on Rashi. What's like Toisvus HaRosh? Toisvus HaRosh says, Hi, Kenyan Kaspahu. Listen to this. Listen to the Lashon Toisvus HaRosh. He's mamish saying, like, I argue on Rashi. He says, Kivon Shemoyshel Aleha. Umishubedes loy mikri kinyan kaspoy afilu kona b'shtar ubiya. Says Toisvus HaRosh, I don't care if you're kona b'shtar, I don't care if you're kona with bia. This is kinyan kaspoy. Why? Because what you have in the isha is a kinyan. Because Toisvus HaRosh understands. Toisvus understands what a man has in his wife is a kinyan in the wife. And how do we see that? Because when he's Makadishur with Kesef, what's he doing? Kenyan Kesef! This is Kenyan Kesef! It's like he's buying her. He's doing a Kenyan Kesef in the Isha. Rashi says, no, it's not Kenyan Kesef. It's not Kesef Ikri Kenyan. It's Kicha Ikri Kenyan. You have something called a Kicha, which we're calling a Kenyan. It's not Kesef Kenyan. It's Kesef of an Isha. No Shaychus to Kesef Kenyan. Nothing to do with Kesef Kenyan, according to Rashi. According to Tosis, this is regular. When you buy something with money, that's called a Kenyan. You do the same thing with an Isha. You give Kesef, it's Kesef Kenyan. That's what you got. So Tosis says this that you have in an Isha is also called a Kenyan Mamon. It's Kenyan Kaspa. Meshubedes loy. The other Lashoinus. That's Tosis Lashitasa in the Gansa first parak. Rabbi Chayas. Yeah? It's not because Rashi and Tosis. This brings the Bnei Chayil. He says this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis we've seen up until now. We've seen it numerous times. Chalukas Rashi and Tosfos. How to understand what the yachas of the ish to the isha is. Rashi says kesef is not kesef kinyan. You do not have kesef kinyan here because there's no kinyan in the isha. It's a kinyan iser, but it's not the regular. You call it niknis, but it's just niknis labayla. It's just a kinyan iser. That's all it is. Kesef of an isha is mali kesef didei, mali kesef dida. Nothing to do with koine and makne. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns is a regular standard koine and makne. It's kesef miknasa. According to Rashi, we understand why the Gemara thought that an Arusa is not Kenyan Kaspoy. Why? It's different than Eved. Eved, you have a Kenyan in the Isha. Yeah, so you have a Kenyan in the Eved. Eved, you have a Kenyan moment in the Eved. By Isha, you have a Kenyan moment in the Arusa, according to Rashi? No. So then why does... So the Gemara thought that's not including Kenyan Kaspoy. According to Rashi in the Havamina, how did we know that Chuppah is going to be Machol? Let's get this clear, the Kasha. How did we know that Chuppah was going to be Machol? In other words, after they do Chuppah, does she eat Truma? The Gemara knew that the whole time. I'll show you, because the Gemara says, Ma kesef eino machil koine chuppa shem macheles. I know the whole time chuppa is machil. Kesef, I thought it's not machil, but chuppa is for sure machil. Why is chuppa machil? Because it's goymer. But goymer what? There's no Kenyan kesef. It's not kesef miknasai. He doesn't have a Kenyan in the Isha kesef. So why is chuppa machil? Seina Hanami, if you look at Rashi later on, the Ma'am Akoimis, we gave it out. Here it is. Rashi, Andaf, Yud, Amid Beis. Rashi brings a whole different pasuk. Rashi there says, Nafka b'sifri mikol tor b'beischa yoichal oisai. Says, kol tor b'beischa yoichal oisai. Anyone who's tor b'beischa in your house, yoichal oisai. A nesua after chuppah is already in his house. It's b'mais. That's what chuppah is, in the house. So why is nesua itruma, says Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, for a whole different reason than arusa itruma. Arusa is b'beisai? No. That's the whole problem. Why Midrash Rabbanan we don't have? Not b'beisai. So why does arusa it? Nudin, kinyan kaspoi. Nesua, it's for a different reason. Why does nesua eat? Because it's b'beisai.
Chuppah, you're in the house already.
What?
Chuppah, you're in the house
ready. Right, that's...
Even by Rusin, before the Rusin, you're still in the house ready. Isn't the Chuppah bringing her in?
Heck, that's the whole yeah, we're not handling yet. I'd have to make the cheshbon of, according to Rav Huna, what would happen, which din. But as he's saying, according to Rav Huna, would you eat midin beischa, midin arusav? I'd have to... It's gonna... That might depend later. But at the moment, we're looking at kesef. Kesef is not bebeischa, chuppah is bebeischa. Therefore, kesef can only eat from the din of kinyan kasbay. Chuppah eats for a different reason. The Gemara knew the whole time chuppah is eating. Why? Beischa. Yosef Shlomo, you got it? We're going to do it again? Okay. Great. There goes. Gemara thought for a moment that an arusa does not eat truma. We explain why, because it's not really kinyan kaspa. This is like a watered down kinyan kaspa, according to Rashi. Because does he have a kinyan mammon in this isha? No. So it's not really including kinyan kaspa. So Gemara didn't know. Whereas mechadesh, it's also called kinyan kaspa because what do you use when you make the kinyan? What is being used? Kesef. But before that, I thought that's not called kinyan kaspa. Great. So in that stage of the Gemara, I didn't know that yet. How did I know chuppah is going to be oichel truma? It says, kesef is eino goimer la'achiloi. Of a chuppah is ma'achilo. Why is chuppah ma'achilo? It's also not kinyan kaspoi. So we said, because Rashi brings a different pasuk, a special gzeres akasav that says, a daf yud that says, kol tor be'beischa yocheloso. It's midin be'ischa. It's a different din. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky even says that they have different halachas. If you're oichomidin, beischa is the pshat, and you're oichomidin because you have the right to the truma. If you're oichomidin kinyan kaspo, then you're getting it mikayach the kayin. It's like because you're connected to the kayin. He says it's a difference if the isha has her own truma, does she have to give it to her husband and take it back, or can she just keep it for herself? If it's midin beischa, then she has a din kayin also. He has all different nafkaminas, Reb Shmuel. But the word is that, according to Rashi, is a whole separate pasuk. Shaila is.
Are you coming from a specific Rashi in Arsagil also, or just?
There are no Rashis in Arsagil.
Right, so the kind of stop Rashi doesn't.
What's in Ishan and Ochalas, which Rashi has a book?
Well, that's Midrabanan. Midrabanan, she's in Ochalas, actually, to the Chuppah. What?
That's what Tesis does with
Kenny Casper. Oh, God. So here goes. You ready? Here goes. What does Tesis do? So the Shaila is like this. Where do we put this down? Tesis brings that it's a... there it is. So, Tesis in Yevamis asks... Reb Shmuel brings Tesis in Yevamis, asks the question... So what do you need the pasuk of kol tar bebeis chayoch al kodesh for? Says Taisvis, enochna it's a smachta ba'alma. The pasuk. It's not a real drasha. Taisvis just shelved the drasha. He said it's not a real, it's an asmachta ba'alma, it's not a real drasha. So, Rabbi Isai, I want you to understand this is Taisvis l'shitasai. Taisvis understands that arusa kinyan kasboi means... that you have a kinyan in the mammon of the isha, so nesua is also kinyan kaspoi. It's mamish kinyan kaspoi. But so there you don't need another pasuk. According to Rashi, that the whole din of arusa is because I used money. That's all it is. So nesua has nothing to do with using money. So it's a different pasuk for it, and chanaim is different klalim, and they work different ways according to Rashi. According to Tosfos. Isha is kinyan kaspoi, just like Eved is kinyan kaspoi. So once Isha is kinyan kaspoi, so you're ready. So you don't need the pasuk of kol beischa. According to says Tosfos machta ba'alma. Okay, but there's one more nakuda. But he said, we're going very deep today. It's according to Tosfos. In the Havamina of the Gemara, we didn't know that Arusa was king in Kaspai. So how do we know Chuppah is Oicheles? According to Rashi, it's a different pasuk. The pasuk of Kol Torah Beis Chayyim Kodesh. According to Tosfos, there's no such pasuk. It's an Asmach de Ba'alma. So how does the Gemara know? Arusa doesn't eat, but Nesua for sure eats. It must be according to Tosfos. Rabbi Asher Eli asked this kasha. Says Rabbi Asher, Tosfos understood that for sure there's a Kinyan Kaspo going on over here. But when is Kinyan Kaspo by Ishus? When does it reach its maturation? When does it come to its shlemus? By Nesua. So the Gemara's Havamina was, I know for sure Nesua is Kinyan Kaspoi. But is Arusa also Kinyan Kaspoi? We thought Arusa is not Kinyan Kaspoi, because you're only halfway there. You haven't finished the Kinyan. You only finished the Kinyan with Nesuin. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Havamina.
What is actually doing with this pasuk?
Shimshin. What? Which pasuk? Kinyan Kaspo is using it for Eved and for an Arusa. The Havamin Arusa is not Nechla, because Arusa is not a real Kinyan Kaspo. Only Eved is Nechla. That's what the pasuk is being Mechadish, even Arusa is Nechla.
Why can't we know Arusa from there?
Because it's not Beischa. Arusa is not in your house.
It's Kinyan Kaspo, not
Beischa. So we explain, it's Kinyan Kaspo because you used money. You used money to be Kaina. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. This that we did up until now is basically just chazara. There was nothing new here. It's just trying to apply a few things. Now we're going to say some new stuff, okay? This is basically chazara. It's just Rashi and Tosfos l'shitasam, as we saw many times. Rashi understands that the vort of Ishus is not Kinyan Kaspoi. It's Kesef Oved Ishus. It's not a regular Kinyan of Kesef. So therefore, why is it called Kinyan Kaspoi? Because you used money, like the Shita Mekubetzes. Tosfos says, no, this is regular Kinyan Kaspoi. So why is there Havamin it's not going to work? Because it's not Nigmar the Kinyan Kaspoi. It's only Nigmar the Kinyan Kaspoi once you have Nisun. Let's look to Gemara. Says the Gemara, what's the Kal V'Chomer? Ella, parachachi, ma kesef she'ena goymer, koine, chupe she'goymeres, eno din she'tikne. The kavachomer was ma kesef she'ena goymer. Kesef doesn't finish the job. It's koine, chupe she'goymeres, eno din she'tikne. So she'll be sure to do kinya. Says the Gemara, ma kesef she'kin poinu ba hekdeshes ma'isa she'eni. Okay, because it was something special. It's pinion actors my zin. So I'm a pinion to chiyach. But the bish came, can it be a vama? Kesef to chiyach, chazor adin, or ezek, or ezel, or ezek, or ezek. At zara shor shabam, you have to use the two of them together. Shekoinim ba'alma v'koin akan. Afan avi chupa, shekoinim ba'alma v'koin akan. We're going to try to use the zara shor to learn al-chup. Says Rashi, she'ein ha-goymer, says Rashi, lo ha-itziya, mirishus aviya, Rashi says that it's nageya to two things, to Maisi Yadayim and Yerusha. Rashi says, what does it mean, Eino Goymer? Klape Vos is it Eino Goymer? The Maisi Yodeha Uli Yerushasa. If you look in the Tosfos Riazakin here, often art, Tosfos Riazakin says differently. Eino Goymer says Tosfos Riazakin, Li Yarsha Vilitmala. So Yarsha is basically the same thing. Yerushasa. Litmala.
What's going the other way? They don't
To be metame. So it says Rashi says Maisa Yodayim and doesn't say Litame.
Everyone's saying
Rashi. Tosfos Riazakin says, hold on a second, doesn't say Maisa Yodayim. What's the pshat? So says Ezi, the pshat says follows. We avoided the main chiluk between the two of them. It's not a Disney one. They're talking about two totally different things. Rashi is talking about in a goymer lohitzia merishus avia. The focus is on, does it take her out of her father's rishus binoigeya these things? Tosfos Riazakin doesn't say that. It's in a goymer Liyarisha Ulamitmala is talking about the husband. And once you make that differentiation, everything makes sense. Because does the husband get Maisi Adayim Midyaraisa? No, it's only Derabanan. So you can't say Ain a Goimer for Maisi Adayim. There is no such thing as Maisi Adayim. They don't exist. And but again, the Haitziah Mishus Av to be Matame. Is there a difference of the father being Matame if she's married or she's not married?
Matame
when she's dead. Means if the father's a Kohen, sorry, I didn't explain it. If the father's a Kohen and she dies, so is he Matame is the Kerev Matame or not? For the father, it doesn't make a difference. She's married, she's not married. It's his daughter. So Rashi is talking about Lohitziah Mirishus Avia, can't talk about Latame, because Matame is not relevant. It's the same before or after. And the Tzvi Zalkan that's talking about to finish the yachas of the husband can't talk about Ma'isi Adayim because no din Ma'isi Adayim.
Does it make a difference which way it goes?
Shailas, why did Rashi go that way? Tzvi Zalkan, when I read the Gemara, Rabbi say I read Ma Kesef She'ena Goymer means, how did you read it? Doesn't complete the Kedushin. That's like the Tzvi Zalkan. It didn't complete the relationship of the husband. Rashi, for some reason, pulls it back the other way. Sheina goimer lo haitzio mirishus avia. What does it mean? In a goimer, it's not goimer to take it out of the father's rishus. Ma'aseh de'el yishus. I don't know why Rashi did that. See that? Rashi on top of Amid base is Rashi Afanu v'chupesh akoyna ba'alma. Says Rashi shegoy meres liyorsha ulaforis nedarea yeknami kan below erisin. Here Rashi is talking about it's goy meres to the husband. Well, it's clear why Rashi does that, because the Gemara says Afanu v'chupesh koyne. Doesn't say it's goymer. What does koine mean? Koine to who? The Baal. Before Rashi had the flexibility to say she'eno goymer. Eino goymer lohoitzia. Rashi's learning. Over here it says avinu chubesh koine. What does koine mean? Goymeres liyorsha ulaforis nidarea. So Rashi doesn't say what he said before. Before he said ma'isi adayim in yushasa. Over here Rashi says laforis nidarea. Rashi's not talking about ma'isi adayim. Why not? Says the Rashash. Because over here we're talking about the husband. The husband doesn't get ma'isi adayim. So Rashi over here also made a Rashi himself is making a switch, a turnover, because the Gemara. That's why the Gemara do it. Why did Rashi leave out lemitma? So this Rabbi Yisai, I have like perhaps the shtickle Torah to try to explain why we have a kasha. What's today?
Tuesday.
Oh well. So I'll just say a chabur on it, but we'll see. We have a kasha over here because when Rashi says goymer, he didn't just leave out lemitma; he asked half the kasha. Now we can try to compare Rashi and the Ri. The Tzvi Rezakin doesn't mention Afaras Nadarim. Rashi does. Tzvi Rezakin mentions the Mitzman, and Rashi doesn't. We have to figure out. That's another thing that has to be figured out. Maybe we'll talk about it tomorrow if we can. I want to get to the Gufa Shel Inyan. Vayter says Rashi, Yiknamikan below Erisin. It happens without Erisin. If you look at Tzvi Rezakin, he seems to say a different Nusach. Tzvi Rezakin, right at the beginning of the Sugya, Chupa Koine. Kinyan ke'erusin. What does it sound like?
Just
air. You're doing the kinyan erusin. Rashi says yikanamikan below erusin. Sounds like Rashi's saying he's going without erusin. Yes, so before it says ke'erusin, you have to know if that maybe also means that. I'm not sure. What? Maybe he also means you don't need erisin. Maybe I'm not sure. Rashi said below erisin. He's saying kerisin. It sounds like he's getting a little closer to the erisin than Rashi. I'd like to suggest our boy say as follows. First, I want to ask you a question. If chuppah is koine below erisin, so what is the kavana you have to have when you do the chuppah? Kavana l'shem?
Oh,
erisin? Nisuin.
No.
You don't need Erisin.
You don't need anything.
Right? So back when we learned the Rashi, someone asked me this question. I don't remember who. On Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Rashi quotes Rav Huna, says Rashi, Lemute Chuppa. The Gemara is saying the fuke from Rav Huna says Chuppa. She'imasra lavia l'chuppa l'shem kedushin. And Mukadesh. We hold not like Rav Huna. It doesn't work. But Rav Huna holds, what are you doing? Masul Chuppa l'shem kedushin. I thought you, Rashi said below Erisin. Steven Rashi. I'd like to suggest that Rashi holds this difference between Erisin and Kedushin. Making a big Kedushin today, Rav Husa. It's coming down the Erisin panel.
Kedushin.
You skip Erisin, but you do Kedushin. I want to explain according to Rashi what Erisin is. I want to explain according to the Tzriya Zakin what Kedushin Erisin is, and all this stuff as follows. Rashi understands that what you do when you do Erisin is you reserve the woman. She is now reserved. Engaged means she is occupied. She is taken. He has not yet lived with her. She is engaged to be married. Now, halachically, when you're engaged, you're already usher to everyone else. Erusin means engaged. Kiddushin means usher. Erusin, Rashi says, means engaged. Kedushin means usser. What?
Is she also engaged too?
Yes. Kedushin and Erisin happen simultaneously. But the word Erisin means engaged. Miyuchedes li, mezumenes li. She is off, she is keilu, reserved for me. I haven't yet done anything with the reservation. I have a reservation. So now that the reservation is in place, no one else is allowed to take it. But I didn't take it yet either. I'll take it in a year. A yarn a mitvach. The vile Arusa is engaged. Zok Drashi, when I do chuppah, what is chuppah? Chuppah, what are you doing when you're doing chuppah? You're bringing her into your house. Are you reserving her when you do chuppah? You're not reserving her. You're starting that you're there. You're doing it without a reservation. You're already there. You're in. Chuppah is in. She's in your house. Says Rashi, chuppah is kind of below Erisin. You did it without a reservation. It's going to do kedushin, means it's going to shaf iser. She's v'shor aser on kulei alma. Why? Because she's now your wife. You can shaf the iser kulei alma even before that, once you just do the erusin. Shaf iser kulei alma. So Rashi, I can do chuppah below erusin. L'shem kedushin. If I want to aser kulei alma, I do it with chuppah right away. This is Rashi Lishitasei that holds that there's no kinyan in the Isha. All it is Isurim. So that can be done in the Chuppah alone.
This one time Chuppah work both?
What? There's no both.
Reserve her and
you don't reserve her. You'll answer her, but that's without reservation. Erisin is reservation. You can answer her and do with an Isurim below Erisin. Albert Toysis, Rabbi Isai, holds that what happens when you do Kenyan Kesef? You shaf a Kenyan in the Isha. She becomes yours now. So Erisin is not just a reservation. You have a Kenyan now in this Isha. What happens when you do Chuppah? You're Goymer the Kenyan. You finish off that Kenyan. The Kenyan is step one of Kenyan. It's Chelik, the first part of your Kenyan. Now she's half yours. She's completely Kenyan. Moment is Nigmar with Chuppah. Is there any way of finishing a Kenyan without starting it? Can you finish a Kenyan without starting it? Can't do that. If what Kedushin means, if Erisin means Tchilas Kenyan, so says Tosfos, you have to do the entire Kenyan with your Chuppah. Rashi says, that's not what Erisin is. There's nothing to do with Kenyan. It's Nebuchlal, not a Kenyan. All it is it's answering her on everyone else because you're making a reservation. I could do Nisun without Erisin. She's Nichnas Labesa without a reservation. According to Tosfos, it's not Shaykh such as, because that's not what Erisin is. Erisin is Kenyan Mammon. This is Kenyan Kasboy in Erisin. So Chuppah is a Gemar Kenyan Kasboy. You can't finish a Kenyan Kasboy if you don't start Kenyan Kasboy. So what does Chuppah do? Chuppah makes the entire Kenyan. Zokta Marsha, you could do all in one Chuppah. Zok Yamsha Shlomi, I have to Chuppah twice. First part of Kenyan, second part of Kenyan. But there's no such thing as doing it without doing Erisin. It's not Shaykh. Chuppah is Kenyan Erisin. And Meila say, I'm going to end with this, Rabbi say. Rashi says, the Gemara says, Ma kesef she'eino goymer. What does it mean, kesef eino goymer? Says the Tosfos, Ria Zaken, I'll tell you. It means not goymer the kinyan. You didn't finish the kinyan. You only had half a kinyan. Chuppah's goymer. I hear that. That makes sense to me. But Rashi says, Kesef doesn't even start a kinyan. It's not goymer a kinyan. It made a reservation. It made a perfect reservation. There's nothing. Kesef is kilu. It's not. It's not goymer. What do you mean? It's not goymer. What is it? Not goymer. It didn't even start ishus because it's not doing ishus. It's just doing a reservation. According to Tosfos, Kesef is doing the kinyan ishus. You didn't finish the kinyan ishus. You're only able to do miktas kinyan. You did miktas kinyan. I hear Chuppah can finish the kinyan. I hear Chuppah is stronger. According to Rashi, I'm not even doing mitzvahs ishus. I'm just doing, all I'm doing is being miyachad isha. Is it felt in the yichud? Is there a chisorin in the yichud? In the kesef, it's 100% fine yichud. So where do you show me it's not goymer? Zokt Rashi, I gotta go backwards. It's not goymer the yitzir from the father. You shaf yitzir from the father in this that you created yichud. Why didn't you goymer the yitzir? You're right. Kesef can't be goymer the yitzir. That's Rashi has the Kal Chomer. But according to Tosfos, you can do the Kal Chomer glat. Because Kesef starts a kinyan and doesn't finish a kinyan. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, Dach Sechmir, Kemen Zogin, Kesef doesn't even start a kinyan, that it's not Goymer. What?
Rashi says
Kesef Avadishas. So what's it doing? It's not
marrying her, it's preserving her.
That's Ishus. That's yes.
You never have Kedushin?
She's now Asur La Akuleyama Kehektish. She's now Asur.
That's the
Ishus that's
created by
Kesef. Yes. It creates a Kinyan. It creates a Kinyan Isser. That's Asur La Akuleyama Kehektish. She's reserved. You reserved her. You didn't start your Ishus yet, but you reserved her.
When does Kedushin happen?
That's Kedushin. Asur La Akuleyama Kehektish. That's what happens. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have to stop, even though we have so much more to do. Bez Hashem, Bli Nedar. Rabbi Sai, you gotta get this down. This is a rough one. Bez Hashem will be here tonight to chaza everything, to try to get clear, and we'll continue with more of this tomorrow.